Lesson 1. Free speaking activity. You are a scientist who must convince the world to change from oil and gas fuels to more environmentally friendly energies.
Hi Chris, my name's Kate and I'm a scientist from England, and today I'd like to persuade you that we should change from using oil and gas as our primary energies to more environmentally friendly energies. My first point is that oil and gas are inherently bad for the environment. Burning oil and gas causes global warming, and global warming is the heating up of the world's atmosphere, and this causes us so many issues. For example, because of the extra heat in the earth, the ice caps begin to melt. And when ice caps melt, the animals that live in these places, they really begin to suffer. So changing from oil and gas to another form of energy is better for our earth. Number three, even if oil and gas were not bad for the environment, the problem is they are both running out. We only have a certain amount of time and certain amount of resources. Therefore, it's better to start looking for new energies now. Other form of energies that we could use are more sustainable. For example, we could use wind power or solar power. Wind and sun are obviously energies that we will be able to use forever. So it makes sense to be able to harness that energy instead of relying on things that will eventually run out. The other problem with oil and gas is that they are located in certain places, and these resources are often the cause of wars. For example, oil in the Middle East is something that is often fought about. My fifth point is, we could use wind power or solar power, but we also have the opportunity to use nuclear power. This is a new form of energy, a relatively new form of energy that we could use. It's also much more sustainable than oil and gas, but on the other hand, there are problems that go with it. When we use nuclear power, there is always a waste product that's built up, and the problem is we don't know how to store this waste product. We've seen in the past that countries that use nuclear power, for example Japan, can have big problems. A few years ago, when Japan suffered a huge earthquake and it caused the nuclear factory to malfunction, and the nuclear power waste product was spread over a large area. So nuclear power is one route to go down, but for me, I would like to persuade you that we use wind power in the form of wind turbines and solar power in the form of solar panels. Thank you.